producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Feds raid the NFL. Why do I think they're doing that? Obama says that open borders strange the country, hurts blue-collar Americans, hurts the welfare system. That's all coming up as he prepares to become a true dictator with all these executive orders. But I want to take a lot of your phone calls in this hour ahead of investigative journalist John Rappaport joining us. Dan, Kevin, Mike, Dion, Brad, we're going to all of you. And again, when you hear somebody hang up, that's your cue to call in. I'm taking a lot of calls. Dan in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex Jones. This is Bible Dan with the Bible in his hand.
All right.
I got two talking points here. One is the border. Well, the Lord is going to make sure he's the only one we can count on to keep those borders closed. We cannot count on man. Man will not save us, only Yeshua. My second talking point is you got a problem with Revelations. It says Revelations 3:10. It says, I will keep you from the hour of the trial that dwells on those on the earth, okay, not the believers. And then you got 1 Timothy 4:16. It says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God. And
are you saying that you believe in a pre-tribulation rapture?
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen, I got to jump because I said, you know, we're getting into like 20 topics I threw out, and I guarantee you, I don't think one of these callers will be on one of those topics. And that's fine. That's the weird thing we do on the show. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not. I'm not mad at you, but I'm not having a theological debate right now. It says the beast will wage war on the saints and overcome them. How'd that happen when they're all teleported out of here? What happened to Jesus? What happened to his disciples? Did they get raptured? What happened to Christians in Nazi Germany? Or in the Soviet Union? God helps those that helps themselves. You take action, then God gives you providence. George Washington didn't just sit there and pray that God would come destroy the Redcoats. He prayed that God would guide his hand defeating them. Trust in God, but tie up your camel, is the old Bedouin saying, and I agree with it. Hunter S. Thompson said, trust in God, but row away from the rocks. And we could control our border. We could prosecute people that hire illegals. We could not give them all free welfare, and they wouldn't be here. They incentivize it, and that's what goes on in these big mega churches. That's all that goes on. Is lay down, don't get involved, do what you're told. It's a government doctrine of failure. And I'm not mad at you, sir, and I understand we should trust in God. I do trust in God. That's why I'm not in fear. But I'm just always hearing from so-called Christians, hey, Yahweh's going to take care of it. But I still got to put my shoes on in the morning. I still got to take care of my kids. I got to tell my kids don't run out in the street. When they were little. No, I'm not going to tell them, dude. I'm just going to, or if somebody speeds down my street, I'm not going to say something to them because God will handle it. No, I'm going to say something to them. If I'm at the gas station 20 minutes later and see the guy that went 80 miles an hour down my street, I'm going to say, listen, I'm not looking for trouble, buddy, but you're going to run over somebody's kid going down the street like that. And if they bow up and want to physically attack me, I'm going to beat that. I'm going to defeat them because they're going to kill somebody. I'm not looking for trouble. But you know, you see somebody driving 80 miles an hour down the street, you got to go tell them, don't do it. Remember, I used to drive down the street maybe 35, 40 miles an hour. And I see neighbors getting mad and stuff and, you know, see them say, hey, slow down. And I kind of would slow down going, oh, I guess they're right, but still wasn't being reckless. But, man, now I see people going down residential areas like 80 miles an hour. I want to, you know, I get really angry. That's dangerous, folks. You're going to kill somebody. What am I going to do, just pray to God? Yeah, I pray to God my kids are safe every day when they drive, when people drive them around. Number one cause of death for kids is automobile accidents. But at the same time, I tell the nanny or whatever, I want you to drive extra safe. You know, the person I hire to be a nanny has got to have a perfect driving record. You understand that?
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Examples out today of celebrities doing something good with their power. Neil Young has come out and said that because Starbucks has joined a lawsuit against the state of Vermont and their new law saying that GMO products have to be labeled, well, you know how much sugar's in them, you know how much fat's in them. Of course you should know if a genetically modified organism is in there. Like BT corn that kills the honeybees that come in contact with it. It's designed to kill bugs so that the crops don't get eaten, but it also hurts you. He says, I used to line up and get my latte every day, but yesterday was my last one, the rocker announced. And then separately, that story's up on Infowars.com via Rolling Stone. We now have Pat Sajak coming out saying that Gruber comments about how Americans are dumb and how they deceived them illustrates the elitism of the left, and said that's what the politicians really think of the American people in a tweet. Good job, Pat Sajak. And, of course, look for Neil Young to get harassed now. Look for Pat Sajak to get harassed, just like Bill Cosby. Now, did Bill Cosby in his long career as a superstar ever force himself on a woman? Maybe. But he doesn't fit that M.O. But a woman 30 years ago, and then after that, other women claim 30 years later that he raped them. And you'd think it was the end of the world right now for the former Jell-O sponsor. I know this. This is politically motivated, clearly, to punish him for criticizing Obamacare and Obama. In the last few years, I've said, look out, Bill Cosby. Because I've seen this over and over again. They come after you. They fire you. They restrict you. Just like the comedian a month ago who criticized vaccines and autism, they dropped him from his insurance sponsoring. State Farm, Rob Schneider. So that's what I think is going on here. And we have to learn to support people who get targeted. I'm going to your calls, but I want to tie it into this. We're going to talk to our reporters on the ground coming up. Navy vet labeled a terrorist for posting images of DHS vehicles in Missouri. Hotel staffer asked if vehicles were linked to impending Ferguson arrest. And so DHS went and got him fired from his job. Well, somebody needs to contact them and get him rehired or should hire this Navy vet who's now been fired for simply being a citizen asking questions and putting it out on their Facebook. See, our reporters get targeted. So does Vice of HBO. So does Al Jazeera by the police. You'll see the commanders, you know, basically ordering the troops, as they call them, the militarized police, to shoot us with rubber bullets when we are there 200 yards away covering it. They won't go after looters. They won't go after folks with Molotov cocktails. They go after the press because they're being trained because the government wants information dominance. Well, that's not what you do in a free society. That's why Obama has persecuted the press like no one else in history. Even the left admits nobody's gone after the press and indicted and arrested people for reporting on corruption like Barack Hussein Obama. Also coming up, school teaches kids that the government gives us our rights. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article on InfoWars.com. And study links depression, anxiety, and lethargy, the vitamin B12 deficiency. That report's up on InfoWars.com. I covered that last hour. Important information. Meanwhile, Chicago schools teaching safe anal sex to fifth graders. Presentation includes instructions on applying condoms prior to anal sex. Maybe they'll teach him about sex with someone's ear. I mean, you know, why not? Same-sex marriage? Well, how about... All right, I'm just going to leave it right there. That's not what school's about, ladies and gentlemen. That shouldn't be going on with seniors, much less with fifth graders. Outrageous. Kevin, Luke, Dion, Brad, Rhonda, I'm going to your calls, bang, bang, bang. Kevin, you're on the air. You want to talk about Gruber. Go ahead.
I was wondering how Gruber sleeps at night and was wondering how we could get him indicted, not only him, but everyone that's involved with this fraud. I mean, I think it's a giant screw job, and he openly, you know, admits it. So I was wondering, how do we get them all indicted?
Well, I appreciate that question. It's an excellent question. I'll put you on hold while I answer it and then go back to you, Kevin. The way this should work is they call Gruber, they call Ezekiel Emanuel, they call all the people that shot their mouths off about how it's death panels, how it's meant to wreck health care, how it's a screw job, how it's meant to kill old people, how it's meant to bankrupt the country, how they lied about what it cost, how they lied about the tax. And you grill them so that it becomes a media spectacle and you get their crimes out in the open. Then you indict Obama in the House of Representatives. You indict him. And then you have the trial in the Senate. And the thought is, well, that makes him a victim and might boost his poll numbers. No, not when it's this egregious, not when everybody's being hit with the premium increases in Obamacare. The Democrats are screaming for vengeance. And then you impeach Obama. There'll be a landslide. Boehner will be removed from the House as the Speaker. The leader of the Senate will be removed, not from office, but will be removed from leadership. in that landslide that will give cover to all those politically that are being blackmailed or attacked. We could rout the entire group. Then you've got to put heat on the next power group not to be bought off of the same interest, letting them know they'll be politically destroyed and that we're done playing games. But that's what an awake electorate would do. That's what you would do if you wanted to reverse the course of the country. Instead, they'll repeal a few parts of Obamacare, keep the screw job rolling into the future, and then bring all these other screw jobs in, because why not? They got away with this. Why not amnesty? Why not everything else? Why not a North American Union? Because if we'll put up with that, the sky's the limit. You can also have class action lawsuits that draw attention to things. All of us being hit with premium increases or being kicked off our insurance or having our identity stolen by the networks that they set up. The data mining of the Democratic Party, the fraud of the website, a bunch of lawsuits can be filed on that front and have accelerated timetables because people are being currently hurt who don't have health care. And that's another way. And then you could have grand juries off those civil lawsuits, use those as roadmaps to indict at the state and federal level for fraud and racketeering. And then people like Gruber will be indicted. $400,000 as a professor. He gets his professor's money. That's just one government contract to go work with Obama in being the expert name to doll the thing up and put his name on an economic report to shove it through Congress. Oh, look, MIT says this won't increase prices. We screwed everybody. That's how arrogant they think they are. They pulled off the heist of the century. They're saying Obamacare will cost trillions of dollars over the next 10 years to taxpayers. Death panels. Total screw job, and he's laughing about how he robbed Fort Knox, basically, in my opinion. And you know what? He's making away with it. Remember, folks, returning veterans and gun owners and Christians are called terrorists in official Homeland Security training. They go to months of training every few years to see clips of me played, Ron Paul demonized, Rand Paul demonized. I mean, they call in FBI, ATF, federal marshals, state police are sent to this, local cops are... And it's so over the top as they badmouth George Washington stuff that it's waking the people up. Even their people are going, I'm actually in a meeting with an image of George Washington on the screen. We've been sent these PowerPoints. We've shown folks. And they just get up there and badmouth George Washington. I mean, these people are traitors. These people are nuts. They say 2 + 2 = 5. Kevin, any other points on that?
I just would like to know how Gruber sleeps at night, knowing that, you know, he conned everything. And how would he feel if we, as the American public, turned around and conned him? You know, I mean, think about it. If we did what he did, you know, for sure that we would be indicted or would be in some type of trouble for the stunt that he pulled. And the other thing I was wondering, too, is it possible to... maybe make a sign and go to a legal and lawful area and say, hey, these people are nothing but criminals.
You can't do that anywhere in Dallas. They say no signs are allowed in your hand anywhere because the First Amendment is nothing but birdcage liner, but I still do it in Dallas myself routinely just because they passed that illegal law. I appreciate your call. I think everybody should be going to Gruber's alma mater. Professors like him only teach a few weeks out of the year. Find out Gruber's schedule. And then, obviously, everyone should go into the class or afterwards and confront him about, you know, being a big, fat liar. Let's do one more call. Dion in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
My question is, do you think Mexico is the next Kiev? They have the missing 43 students that were murdered by the cartel. And they have protesters seizing government offices. And then on November 20, there's going to be a general strike, a national general strike. And do you think that will have economic impact in the market?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that there is a strike coming up very, very soon in Mexico. The government basically is the cartels. That's why they've torched the police stations and taken over a state capital. Because the young people know they're being fed on by a bunch of armed thugs. If the young people could be armed, this wouldn't happen. But you see, the government-run cartels are the only ones that are allowed to be armed. And the government split between the Marines and the Army our government claims the Marines are less corrupt. I've seen evidence that's the case. That's why the Marines control all the tourist areas. Mexico is basically collapsing. And I think your question is an excellent one. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it will be the next Kiev, and I think it will affect the commodity from Mexico.
Stay there. This is a smart call. I want to hear more what you have to say.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I asked the question, Alex Jones here back live, yesterday on the Sunday edition of the show. When will we hit rock bottom? How much will we put up with? From Obamacare and then publicly laughing at us and the foreign banks looting the country. Well, look at Mexico. Where's the bottom there? whole cities collapsing, government just machine gunning innocent people, kids disappearing, women being raped and murdered, mass graves being found almost every day full of hundreds of people. Now it's 100,000 dead they know of, with hundreds of thousands missing in the last 8 years. I mean, it is just a collapse of tyranny. General strike on November 20th for missing students. And now they've done stuff like take over state capitals. They say they're going to seize the 20th, the international airport at Mexico City. I mean, Mexico is going to be wild. I'm thinking about sending a reporter down there. If somebody's got the huevos rancheros, maybe I'll do it, to go see what's going on. Who knows? But if I'm going to do it, I'm not going to announce it. They'll just appear. So we'll see what happens, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad the caller brought this up because I was thinking about this just this morning, about sending a reporter down there. And we go now back to the caller, Dion in Illinois. Your other points about this?
Yeah, my other point about this is that, like in Argentina in the 1980s, they would target lawyers, protesters, anything that was a threat to the establishment. They would kidnap them and have them disappear. So they're doing the same tactics in Mexico as student protesters in the youth. And I think if there is a collapse, it's going to affect the food commodities, and we're going to see higher food prices in the food.
Oh, yeah. Well, already California drought and the rest of it, too. What else do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think there's going to be an increase in migration to Texas because of what will happen if it does collapse. And do you think they should be considered political refugees?
Well, that's what's being prepared. See, they know Mexico's collapsing. And so, yes, they're preparing to basically merge our countries under the guise of helping Mexico, but that's only designed to collapse our country as well. As Obama admittedly said in his own book and his own book on tape, The Audacity of Destroying America, The Audacity of Hope, here's that clip. Thank
There's
you,
There's no denying that many blacks share the same anxieties as many whites about the wave of illegal immigration flooding our southern border. The number of immigrants added to the labor force every year is of a magnitude not seen in this country for over a century. If this huge influx of mostly low-skill workers provides some benefits to the economy as a whole, it also threatens to depress further the wages of blue-collar Americans and puts strains on an already overburdened safety net.
Absolutely right. Barack Obama, pre-election. Let's go to Brad in PA. Thanks for holding, Brad. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
Hey, that clip of Obama, it's just another example. He is just the best pathological liar they've ever come up with. It's unbelievable. Everything he says, you just got to check it and you just analyze it. And yes, he's lying again. Yes, he's perfect at it. They picked the perfect guy for this job. Unbelievable.
Hey, are you a radio broadcaster?
No, but I'd love to be.
You have a good radio voice.
Yeah, thanks. But you're the best radio guy out there, man. And I don't mean to just say that, but I've listened to you since 9/11 or after that. And it's like a history lesson every day. And I just love listening to you, Alex. You only spit the truth out there like no one else. And it's just a pleasure every day that I get to listen to you or watch on PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'd highly recommend anybody join because you can Roku it. You can skip right through the commercials. It's an excellent way to watch it and or listen to it.
Well, yeah, and tell your friends and family if they've got cable or smart boxes, they can use PrisonPlanet.tv. You can give them your username passcode. Up to 11 people can simultaneously use it. And as we get more bandwidth and if more funds come in, I'm thinking about changing the system where 30 people can use it. So you go get a membership so you can give it to friends and family with a username and passcode, or where it creates a group of account numbers or something so you can hand them out to friends and family. It takes about a minute to sign up, or about as long as it takes to buy movie tickets online. Just click a few things, put it in. You can also call us, and we can do it over the phone. If you don't do it by credit card, we can generate a username and passcode for you, and you can get a monthly or yearly membership. And then 11 people. You know what? I want it turned up to 20 today. Because I know we put in bigger, better servers now. It hasn't been having problems. Even we have up to 100,000 people watching at once. I just want to go up to 20. Because most people don't share it with more than 11. Share the username and passcode. Make sure it's not the same username and passcode you have everything else. You can go change it if you want. Make it unique. and give it to friends and family. Become a member today at PrisonPlanet.tv. Anything else there, Brad?
Yeah, I would just like to mention, you know, people out there listening, as far as the what's going on in Ferguson, it's another, they seem to, everything seems...
I'm going to come back to you. I'm gonna
we're
come back
on the
to
march.
You. And then we're
going to
go
empires
to our guys in Ferguson.
Run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Tell folks how you got introduced to Super Male, and then when Super Female came out, tell us what happened.
After I saw such a huge positive change in my husband, I had to try it for myself.
Talk about the effects.
I feel great when I wake up in the morning. I have drive to go to the gym. I feel like I look better. I feel better. I feel sexier. I love it.
Even if you don't believe in supplements, take the challenge. Get a bottle of Super Male, a bottle of Super Female. Check it out for yourself. Consult your physician. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. This is life-changing.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Brad wanted to comment on the Ferguson situation with police departments across the country saying they're bracing for L.A. riot-style events. We've got feds massing dozens and dozens of trucks nearby. Hotel manager took photos of it, got fired for doing so. The video of that and the trucks is up on InfoWars.com. Simply amazing. And the way the media has been hyping this and building it up, if the verdict comes tonight, tomorrow, who knows? They're saying sometime this week it could be explosive. We appreciate the courage of our reporters out there on the ground. We'll talk to Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson, who are in the middle of this story, here in just a moment. But, Brad, what's your point?
My point is that it tends to be everything that comes out of D.C. tends to be a psyop, and you know it as well as anybody. You point it out all the time, Alex, and like Paul Joseph Watson and you always note, it's order out of chaos. So what I just hope and pray that all the blacks out there, especially the blacks, don't, you know, lose their mind and riot over this, because it is it looked like the guy was guilty. And I mean, I'm not saying it's right that the guy that the cop shot and killed him. Obviously, that's not good, but he was defending himself, it appears, and the guy did rob the convenience store or was acting like a thug in there. And I'm sorry that he was killed, but it's no reason for people to riot, and they're just using it to get order out of chaos. That's my point.
You're right. We're going to get Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson's take. They're out there asking people, why do you think gun sales are up 300%? They've got those reports coming up. They're out there asking demonstrators and folks on the ground, what do you think is going to happen if people start burning down businesses and things and people shoot back? What will happen if people shoot back? And then you got more dead people. But at the same time, I think there's a mistrust because there's like two black officers out of 50-something officers and the community's 70% black. That's a problem. But that doesn't mean then somebody can thug out and, you know, run around and act like that. And that's what Bill Cosby talked about, was the thug culture. It's being promoted everywhere, not just in the black community. And, of course, now he's being destroyed. Anybody that stands up against that, the system really wants this. So we'll talk to our reporters on that subject. And then I'm going to cover this and take your calls. School teaches kids the government gives us rights, close quote. God-given freedoms are, in fact, special privileges, close quote, granted by the state, says handout. Hey, cops knew 30 years ago that driving wasn't a privilege. Now they'll tell you it's a privilege. They're now saying guns are a privilege. It's not true. I'm going to explain that coming up in a moment. It says being a good citizen. Emma, the little girl, filled that out. Isn't that cute? We'll be covering that in a moment. Also, two GOP presidents acted unilaterally on immigration. AP saying that's why Obama can do it. No, I told you the Republicans are behind this, the Blue Bloods. But when Reagan did it, he had congressional approval, and so then he did it executively, and the same thing with another president, George H.W. Bush. But it only encouraged more people to come and then more amnesty, so we're against that too. Even though it was much smaller. Just because Republicans did something bad doesn't mean it's okay. Just because Democrats did something bad doesn't mean it's okay. But you watch. When Republicans get in, they're going to say, oh, look, Obama did all this. Just as we said they would. It doesn't set a precedent when you commit a crime to be able to keep committing more crimes unless we let you do it. And we're saying we're done. Joining us from Ferguson is Joe Biggs, reporting for InfoWars.com. Joe, looks like it's pretty cold out there.
That would be an understatement, Alex. It is it's about 20 degrees here. It is pretty cold, yes. We're actually standing outside. If you see the flag in the background waving around, we're standing right outside of the courthouse in Clayton, Missouri, and that's where the verdict is supposed to come down either today or tomorrow, sometime this week, but it looks like it'll be tonight on the verdict of whether or not Darren Wilson is found guilty of the murder of Mike Brown. Just a little bit ago, there were some protesters walking around through the streets, and immediately a bunch of cop cars went right behind them, followed them down the road, and, you know, tailed them the whole way. That's starting to dissipate a bit, and everyone's starting to move out. Other than that, there's not a lot of people out on the streets right now. I think a lot of people are kind of, you know, taking heed to the fact that something might happen. I mean, there's a pretty good chance from what you see that the buzz on social media, you know, saying, hey, if you board your windows up, that's not going to stop us. We'll just burn your building down. So there's a lot of tension going on around this area. And, you know, Clayton's only to the east, I'd say about a 20-minute drive from the downtown St. Louis area and about a 15-minute drive south of Ferguson. But this is where the St. Louis County Police Department's headquarters is and the courthouse. So this is where the action will begin if the verdict is released tonight. And, you know, like we say, too, you know, NHL, Stanley Cup Finals, someone wins, they still riot. So regardless, people are expecting to go crazy out here, and we're going to be here to document that for you guys to watch at home.
That's right. You guys had hundreds of thousands of viewers at one time when you were doing live Ustreams that we had up on InfoWars.com. When Jakari got hit by the gas, you got hit by rubber bullets. They attacked the Al Jazeera camera people and then said they were helping them. Then the police officer threatened to effing kill you with a shotgun for no reason. He got suspended. We're not here trying to get cops in trouble, but we have a right to be out there covering it. You went up and told them where the cache of Molotov cocktails were. And they told you, you know, get the F back, which it looked like that was provocateur. You later talked to cops off duty who said, oh, yeah, it's definitely provocateured. You talk to some in their riot gear who said, no, we know it's staged. So obviously a lot of cops know what's going on. The problem is they're under orders. And it's one thing to say, hey, don't follow orders like Nuremberg. But at the same time, there's a lot of peer pressure. What is your gut telling you is going to happen when this announcement comes out? I know a lot of the groups have said they're still going to riot even if they indict the cop.
Yeah. Well, my biggest fear is this time is the agent provocateur. I think there's going to be a lot more undercover DHS employees. I've had wind that maybe some National Guard type people will be undercover as well as protesters. So I think that's going to be the key tonight if the verdict comes out. If these guys are able to incite a riot and get a lot of these protesters, I would say angry and willing to go to that level to start burning stuff. This is something that, you know, the government wants. They want these riots to happen because that helps them, you know, instate their militarized police state and lock us down again like martial law. You know, some people I know that, you know, do a lot of the computer stuff sent me a grid where it shows an outline of the basically like a grid around the surrounding area where cops are going to be stationing. Tonight, possibly, and then closing in on everyone and locking it down. So
you were sent by one of your sources, the inside police perimeter grid. Will you please get that to showtips@infowars.com or to Paul Watson or one of the writers? That's big news, Joe.
Yeah, I just got that earlier. So right now, that kind of coincides with the fact that those DHS vehicles.
You got a kettling map, is what you're saying. You got the map of how they're going to control people.
Yeah, they want to take that area, lock it down, and start pushing through like they did, except this time it's going to be a much larger area. But we know that they brought in over 2,000 outside police officers. You know, we've seen the pictures of all those DHS vehicles. You know, over the past couple weeks, there's been multiple Apache helicopter sightings in the area that have never been seen in this area. So they're preparing for martial law state once again.
And by the way, last year they sent in the armored vehicles, the tanks, and said this was a preparation for civil unrest. Bizarre that they sent it to that very area, all over St. Louis, south and north, but near Ferguson as well, and did the training for martial law, and then magically this pops up there. Again, the average cop is compartmentalized, doesn't know this, but we know from the Trayvon Martin case, it came out in mainstream Florida news that indeed the Justice Department was caught running the meetings, advising people to go out and loot Walgreens and to riot, trying to get it to blow up. Then the feds can come in when local cops respond, say they did something wrong, and set the precedent for federalization. This is all about federalization. That's why the feds want there to be riots all over the country. It's why MSNBC and others race bait with their FBI informant, of course, Al Sharpton.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of the people around here from, you know, that I've spoken to thus far, a lot of people are worried that something like this is going to happen. You know, when I spoke to the gun store owner the other day, he said most of the people that were coming in were families of the police officers at work in the St. Louis County Police Department. So they're worried about the retaliation against police officers and their families as well. So those people are in fear for their lives. You know, you got a lot of protesters or antagonizers, whatever you want to call them, running around saying that, you know, that if you're white, you've got a good chance at being killed or shot. So
I mean, here's my problem. I don't care if you're black or white or what color you are. You threaten me, I'm going to get real mad. And yeah, I mean, listen, all these gangbangers need to know, the citizens are all armed to the teeth, and I don't know what they think is going to happen if they try to go to some cop's house and kill people. I mean, this is going to get really nasty. And then if it blows up here, I think Obama, who's behind the scenes trying to stir this up, he's been caught, wants a race war. That could be his only surprise now in his last 2 years of office. I think it's a very serious situation.
Well, I mean, he's trying to pass this amnesty bill so it turns the Hispanic voter against the Republicans so he can, you know, have the Hispanic voter on the Democrat side. So, I mean, this is all a race war at the end of the day.
Exactly. The problem is Hispanic Americans in the polls aren't for open borders. In fact, I saw a poll where 31% of Democrats are supporting it, and that's dropping every day. If you're a Hispanic American, how does bringing 40 million unskilled people? I mean, we used to get skilled people from Mexico. At least they'd work. A lot of Americans are spoiled. So, yeah, I mean, I'll grant it that, you know, Mexican laborers, carpenters, folks work their butts off, are good people on average. The problem is now Latin America is collapsing. All the welfare queens from down there weigh 500 pounds. I'm not being mean. You know, 6X underwear, that's who's showing up, are unaccompanied kids. This is a total drain on the system. We have high unemployment. If we had 100% or 98% employment, bring in foreigners. We don't need it. It's bad for the country.
Yeah, exactly. And this stuff's not going to help at all either. I mean, you know, they're expecting things in Atlanta to pop off as well, Chicago, L.A., and New York, you know, because after the initial protest that Jakari and Josh Owens and Marcos and I were at originally, you know, that was sparking protests all across the country. But if violence breaks out here, this sets a precedent for all these other big cities across the country. And a lot of people are going to follow in those steps, just like they did back in August with the hands up, don't shoot thing. Now, once they start burning buildings down and they start attacking people who are innocent walking up and down the street because of the color of their skin, it's going to happen everywhere. We're going to have a huge problem. And then you're going to see martial law just being locked down everywhere in all these major cities. It's going to be crazy. You know, people need to prepare for the worst, expect the best, but at the same time, you know, just be smart about it. I mean, you know, being out here today, this is a pretty busy area. We were out here yesterday driving around. There's a lot of people out walking around. Today, it's pretty dead. I think a lot of people are taking the threat seriously, and they're waiting to see what happens tonight.
What about the bad weather? I was hoping bad weather, when the verdict came out, would keep people from going crazy.
That's not going to happen at all. The people are still showing up. There's still talk on Twitter. You know, I found a lot of the people who organize a lot of these protests for the area and coordinate a lot of that stuff. And it, from the, you know, the chatter I've seen on Twitter, not one person is going to be stopped by the weather whatsoever. They're determined to come out here, have their voices be heard. And if they have to, in their opinions, get violent with the police and burn down buildings to get their point across, the snow will not stop.
Well, I'll say this. I've studied the law. When the police shoot our reporters rubber bullets, that's criminal. That's a felony attack on the First Amendment. But when so-called demonstrators on Twitter and Facebook say they're going to kill cops or burn things down, that is felonies as well. We need to get our reporters to go look at those. I've seen those myself do articles and say, why aren't the police arresting people calling for violence? Because you have a First Amendment. Until you say, let's all meet up at the corner of, you know, 6th Street and Lavaca and you know, attack stuff, hypothetically, in Austin. I mean, if I said that, they should hear that. It's probable cause. You don't even need a warrant. Come arrest me. I mean, if I got on air and said, go kill people, go burn things down, let's go.
Yeah, they would be knocking on the door.
Well, that's what you should do. I mean, if I see somebody organizing to go kill somebody, I'm going to call the police. This is outrageous that they let Al-Qaeda and all these other groups, I notice, ISIS recruit on Facebook and Twitter, but our stuff gets censored.
But the funny thing is, though, is there, you know, we've got this whole, you know, buzz in the air that the KKK is going to be out here. And that's another thing to incite violence and to piss off a lot of these people.
I forgot that angle. Ask locals if they know that most of the time these KKK demonstrations,
they're all FBI agents and stuff.
You can print off, like, Orlando Sentinel, FBI, you know, Klan leader, FBI leader. It's not like they're in the group to watch them. They organize, they lead them, and it turns out the entire leadership will be feds or Southern Poverty Law Center to get going.
If you Google the man who's saying he is the head of the KKK area around here, Frank Ancona, the first two things that pop up on Google are his name on the FBI death list.
What does that mean?
People that are no longer alive that the FBI is deemed.
Oh, yeah, I know that guy from Missouri. Yeah, it turned out he was an informant. I saw that, but also a white supremacist leader, and he's supposedly dead.
And yes, he's on the FBI kill or dead list. And then, you know, some of these other people that have popped up, you know, the Anonymous group put out a list of all the KKK members they found in this area. A lot of them are supposedly police officers, firefighters.
Well, see, that's the problem with Anonymous. Anonymous is anonymous. So sometimes it's good people, sometimes it's bad people. Anybody can use that name.
Yeah.
Look, folks, the PSYOP's in. We're trying to de-escalate the situation. Other people are trying to escalate the situation. The fact that there aren't arrests being made of these violent Facebook and Twitters is simply outrageous. These are terroristic threats. These are organizing criminal activity. This is racketeering. It's illegal. and it makes good protesting look bad, is why the feds are in it. I guarantee you it's the Justice Department quarterbacking this. We're going to skip this one network break so we can talk to Jakari Jackson and go to phone calls ahead of John Rappaport. Rhonda in Hawaii, Angela, Shamus, Ryan, and Indico Kid. We'll go to all of you. Thank you, Joe Biggs, for your courage to be there reporting this. You guys stay dry. And stay focused and just keep filing reports. Great job.
If you need somebody in Mexico, I'm there.
You want to go to Mexico?
I'll go anywhere.
Well, it's going on the next few days. I got to decide, but I know you like that. But you don't want to go to Mexico City. They say there's nothing more hellish, but it's also pretty in some ways. But we'll figure it out, Joe. Great job. Let me talk to Jakari. Thank you. All right, that's Joe Biggs from Combat in Afghanistan and Iraq to Ferguson and the border and the rest of it. One of our investigative journalists there on the ground. I can see his teeth are chattering. So I want to get this interview with Jakari done and let them get back to a warm area. We could do it from the hotel rooms, but it looks better to have them out there in the snow-covered park across from the courthouse. Two great reporters and a great team. People keep asking why I send Jakari and Joe out together with Josh Owens when he can go. He's not there right now. It's because they work as a great team. Jakari, please don't freeze to death, my friend.
I'm doing my best, Alex. I'm pretty layered up, but it is really cold out here. It's Jakari Jackson, reporting from Clayton, Missouri. Like Joe said, if you're just now joining us, we're right in front of the courthouse where they expect to hear the verdict on Officer Wilson. There are some people out here protesting earlier today, and I don't want everybody to lose the fact that there are peaceful protesters out here, peaceful demonstrators. They just recently finished, but you have peaceful people who are walking around just saying, hey, we want to find out what's going on. We want to get to the bottom of the situation. You know, I know we hear a lot about the people threatening to burn things down and loot things, but we also have the peaceful people who just want to find out what's going on in their community.
Well, that's why the feds are infiltrating and trying to radicalize things, because they can demonize demonstrations while acting like they're the saviors from the local police. What's your take on the overall PSYOP?
Well, I think thus far, you know, it's been a real strong divide. They managed to get that racial divide in here pretty early, because we see episodes of police brutality that's not debatable. Like, for example, Kelly Thomas out of California, the guy was beat to death, you know, with cops standing over him over a course of 20 minutes. He's begging for his daddy to come and save him. And, you know, and there's nothing alleged about that. You know, there's a lot of questions, a lot of speculation about what happened to Mike Brown.
And by the way, they indicted those cops, but they got off, and they really shouldn't have gotten off. They should have gotten some prison time. And, of course, notice that guy's dad was a cop. So, see, cops are having their sons killed by crazy cops.
Yeah, I mean, you're not safe from the system. And like, we were out here the original time back in August, and I was talking to some of the SWAT officers. I was like, you know, your kids have to live in this country, too. You know, so if one day they want to come out here and protest about something that they think is wrong or they think is right, you know, they have to deal with this police force. They have to deal with officers pointing rifles at them for just being in a crowd on a street in the United States of America. So hopefully the cooler heads will prevail. Go ahead, Alex.
What was it like for you when they were aiming M4s with real bullets at you when you're doing nothing and Joe's doing nothing, and then they're letting rioters operate a block away? Why do you think they were able to get the cops to just have such hatred for the press?
I think, you know what it is, a lot of it, they didn't want the story to be told, because the footage that we got the first night we got here, because Mike got shot on a Saturday, I believe it was, we got here that following Tuesday, and, you know, they're aiming guns at people in the crowd, and as far as I know, we broke that story. You know, they're putting laser dots on people's chest, and even though there are some local news outlets out there, I didn't see that on any local news, that they were aiming guns at people in the crowd until, you know, a couple of days later when, you know, CNN and the rest of the big boys came out here to play. So, you know, they don't want the press to get the story out. Of course, Al Jazeera, everybody knows that. I was right there when it happened. You know, they have the cameras. They have the lights set up yelling, press, press. And I said, Mama, they don't care that you press. They want to shoot you. So, you know, you have to be concerned about things like that. Will it continue tonight? I don't know. Thus far, we have not had any conflicts with the police. There are multiple police agencies out here. This is where the county police are, but some of the smaller towns, they all have their cars rolling around here just in case something happens. So we'll be here to report it. Hopefully we won't have any static like we did last time, but we do have the infidel body armor. We're definitely thankful for that in case they start shooting at us again, in case they pulled out some live ordnance. You know, of course, Joe Biggs got shot last time with a rubber bullet. And then, Joe, didn't they come out and say they didn't shoot any rubber bullets?
Yeah, they came out and said that in a press release by the the St. Louis County Police that no rubber bullets were fired, no CS gas was used, no flashbangs, no baton rounds, and here we are.
Even though
and,
you picked up dozens of them, big old 50 caliber ones.
Whoever's in my office in the reporter room, I have on my desk a CS canister. Pick that up, run it into Alex. Because we brought that back from Ferguson, Missouri, but they said that was never used. The rubber bullets that Joe has, they said that.
I had to retweet a whole bunch of pictures on Twitter, and it's now gone viral because everyone's saying, oh, maybe they didn't use it. And I had to go and publish them again to show what's being used because they're still lying. It's November. This happened in August. And they still have the gall to lie about it again.
Yeah, they're lying about it. And remember the night I got tear gas, we all got tear gas, and they came out to all the people who were in the free speech zone and said, that's not tear gas. And then some of the greatest footage that you'll never see on CNN. Me and Joe, we had to run like 3 miles outside of the perimeter to get back to our car. And I'm like, man, let's just go. It's soaking wet. You know, I'm got snot dripping out my nose. And Joe walks up to the CNN guy. I think the camera was off there on a commercial break or something. He's like, you guys are cowards. Tell him what you said, Joe.
I was like, you guys are a bunch of cowards. You're not reporting the truth. I'm like, you guys need to be real Americans, do your job as a journalist, report what's going on, stop lying for these police officers, stop lying for the government, and tell them that you're using these baton rounds. Let them know that you're shooting at journalists with rubber bullets.
Well, I was about to say, how can they cover up Ebola cases we know are in the U.S. are disappearing people? Because the Forbes writer said they all met and agreed before the press conference to lie, and that was even in Forbes. And confirming what we have eyewitnesses. And how do they cover up their busing the illegals in?
Hold on, Alex. We have a gentleman. Come on in here, sir. Now tell us what you were just telling us when you walked up here.
Well, I happened to observe a gentleman when he was speaking. I say, I can't believe that I'm going to walk to my truck and all the journalists and the newscasters that I ran into, they just been telling falsehood. They're just steady lying, covering up for one another. And I can't believe that. They steady asking questions like what's going to happen after the verdict and the such and such. Everybody know what's going on. Everybody know from the governor down what's going on, the cover up, and why they doing what they doing. To me, to be honest with you, I honestly think they're trying to incite a riot in St. Louis, Missouri. I guess it's for a revenue purpose. Or I don't know what it's for. But I can say this. What they doing, it's not cause for it. It's not injustice. And they steady lying because they won. They said it never was a call that came across the radio. Was the officer approached the gentleman in the streets, and now, 101 days later, you're saying that it was a call that came across the radio. So what is the truth? You know, the truth don't need no support. And one thing about it, I'm glad that these gentlemen out here expressing the truth, doing what needs to be done, and shame on all the other newscasters that's in St. Louis, Missouri, the reporters that's not putting out the truth, and you got to deal with that consequence yourself because the blood is on everybody's hands.
Absolutely. Ask him his name.
Choose to lie.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Andre Anderson.
All right, good to talk to you. Steady lying. That's a good word to describe it. Jakari, we'll check in with you on the nightly news tonight. Breaking reports, Infowars.com. Fabulous job.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Jakari. All right, folks, we're going to end this hour, come back, take some more calls. And we're going to hold Rappaport until I'm done with Rhonda, Chad, Shamus, Ryan, Indico Kid. But we should get to him about 15 after or so on the global sterilization program. We're just trying to report all sides and the facts wherever they take us. And that's what we're doing here at Infowars.com. Briefly, we are selling out. In fact, I think it'll be sold out by tomorrow of the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. And it looks like it'll be about 2 weeks till more of that is out. And we will be sold out in the next few days of Secret 12. We were able to get a little bit more of it in. It'll be in next week, so I don't call that back ordered. But we are officially sold out of what's in stock. Though more will be done this week, so you can order that. Expect about a 2-week delivery on that. And that'll be all the Secret 12 we have for the year, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want the new proprietary, what we believe is the best form of vitamin B12, super absorbable, it's InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase supports the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. This is the time of year to really be taking it. Check it out for yourself. It helps support the transmission. Secret 12, Survival Shield X2, Oxy Powder, Super Mel Vitality. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Third hour coming up. Your calls and more. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Aging starts to the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.